Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
In this week's episode of Triple T...
I just imagine you doing the Macaulay Culkin. I would look like Rosie O'Donnell, just ready to go.
I'm first.
Yeah.
How Two Girls, One Cup was staged and it was fake.
That's a bummer.
I can believe that, because when I see that, I picture like ice cream at Costco when they pour their swirl shit. I'm just like...
Did you guys ever see One Guy, One Jar?
That's the greatest internet video ever made on the planet.
One time, I almost got my ass kicked at a party because of AOL Instant Messenger. Press live. We're back. Super excited. This is Triple T. I'm going to let you guys decide what T's they stand for this week, because it's not TikTok Tuesday. The show's on Tuesday most of the time, 8 o'clock, and sipping some coffee. But either way, you don't see Toby. You don't see Dan. They are busy. I got super busy the day that we usually record. So I said, let's do it a day early. Life's busy, and I was like, hey, boys, what are we doing? And Goot's like, I'm in. Burley, I'm in. So make sure you guys check them out. Rage and Pillage Podcast. Check out Goot. You guys are recording something really cool this week, right? Will it come out before this? This will be out Tuesday at 8.
It'll be after this. We're recording Bloodsport today.
Ooh. You're excited for that one too, aren't you?
Oh, fuck yeah. I grew up on that movie. I mean, it came out the year I was born, pretty much. But, I mean, I saw that when I was like six to eight years old in VHS, and I just, even watching it last night, I was like, this still holds up.
That's the epic split scene, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's solid. Good.
Pretty solid.
What year were you born? Not to, you know, try to give too much, but.
86.
Okay, so.
86? Same year.
Six?
I'm a fiver. 85. Oh,
you're old as shit.
Hell yeah. Goddamn right. It just means I know things. And, growing. And a lot of us had to grow up in, at least in my area, pretty remote. We didn't have internet until like my senior year. And when we did have it, it was dial up and it was the worst. And my mom had a job where she needed to be on call a lot. So they had this program that they sold us so somebody could call and leave a voicemail, and it came up on the computer. And I was always like, delete. Delete. I don't know why. And they're like, why do you spend so much goddamn time on the internet? I'm like, it takes me 45 minutes just to get to like ESPN.com.
Yeah.
You know, and then if you were trying to look at anything adult version, you might as well have just one. Viruses weren't terrible, but at the end of the day, like it just.
Oh, when LimeWire hit the scene, my family computer got wrecked. I was downloading all sorts of shit. Like 5 days to download the Pam and Tommy video. Yeah. and it was like, only 30 seconds long.
Oh.
And we only had like a cheap compact computer that probably had like 126 megabyte for RAM and maybe the same for storage. It was a wild time. Flash drives that were bigger than cell phones.
Yeah, floppy disks. Yeah.
Oh, dude, I quickly figured out. Do you remember Instant Messenger, the AOL Instant Messenger?
That's the only reason I had a computer.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That was, I was, you know, odds are you're just talking to a dude. but you would think you were talking to a chick on there, and they would send you nudes on there. I'm like, okay, I don't have to download anything. It just pops up instantly. Rock and roll. Let's go, dude.
See, I only really had people I knew because I didn't really see a lot of the chat rooms and stuff. So most of the people that I talked to, like, I actually knew who they were. And one time I almost got my ass kicked at a party because of AOL Instant Messenger because a buddy was talking a lot of shit to probably one of, if not the toughest dudes around one time on there. And I wasn't even in the chat, or they had some group, or I don't even know what was going down. We're at a party. And that, like, he's just staring at me. And this dude, when he drank or he was sober, he would just love to fight. And people love to fight him because he was the guy, you know? And he was a big, big motherfucker. And he's just staring at me. And I'm going, huh, this is going to suck. I'm like, what did I do to piss this guy off, right? So then finally my other buddy comes over and he goes, what's going on, man? I go, what the fuck is he staring at me for? And he goes, oh, he thought you were the other guy. He goes, good thing I was talking to him. I said, no, that guy's cool. Like, I love that dude. He's awesome. That's Matt. And he goes, oh, it's a good thing. Like, he goes, I was within 30 seconds of just going over and blasting him. And I'm
nice.
Because he was from a different town. You know what I mean? So he just assumed that I was this guy because they're like, oh, the guy from Lisbon. And I was like,
there's not very many of you. If you hit one of you, you might be right. You know,
it was cool. Our party spot was right on the river. Where I live, there's the St. Lawrence River, one of the best, like, smallmouth bass fishing in the entire country. Bassmasters, they finished their tournament on this river right near us every year. It's on ESPN. So it's pretty cool for a small town. But the party spot was, I don't know what it used to be, but it was called the slab because it is just nothing but a cement slab in the middle of the woods.
How big?
And the only shitty part is there's one way in and one way out. Oh, and I'll never forget the time that the cops came. Well, one of many, the cops came to shut down this party.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh, shit. So my one buddy's like, get in. He had this older Bronco, like badass, even more badass than OJ's. And he's like, I got this. So next thing you know, he just goes, because you don't usually keep going down this. And at one point, we're in the river in the Bronco, and then he gets back up on the land, tries cutting through a field, and gets fucking buried. Yep. So we're just hanging out, and we're like, whatever, this is cool. We'll just spend the night here. Cops are gone. We're like, let's try to get. So we call a buddy. Buddy gets back in the truck, gets buried. So at this point, we're still all under the influence.
Yeah.
We still got some beers. So we're like, oh, just keep drinking. We started a fire right in the middle of the field, had some beers, passed out. It took two tractors. Think, you know, there's farms everywhere to pull us out of this goddamn field. Turns out this guy ended up getting like 70 WIs after, but we didn't get one that night.
Yeah. That was a solid night though. You know, he fucked himself.
He did.
Y'all were his good luck charm.
Yeah. It's two words. You can't say, man, I'm drinking or drunk, fight or run. If you say fight to me, like, I'll smash the table. Who wants to fucking go? Like, it's just, like, if you say run, I'll fucking throw everything and just take the fuck off. Like,
but what if me and Burley are at this party? He yells run, I yell fight. Which one you think you're gonna do first? Whatever you hear first.
He pulls out a gun.
I'm probably gonna look like who's talking shit? Who is it? Then I'll probably make a decision. If I hear a siren, then I'm fucking gone.
Yeah.
me being a social butterfly has definitely gotten me into fights and social gatherings just because I like to bust balls as well. So some people don't like that. Nah, you know.
One time I'm at this real, real small bar, kind of a sketchy part of the city, you know, where you guys have maybe seen a documentary about a school in a city. Yep, that's the same city.
Solid place.
I'm at a bar and there's only like four of us there, maybe even three, me and a buddy. And we're pretty drunk, but you know, we're hanging out, we're friends with the bartender, and these guys come in, we have no idea who they are or whatever. So we're just kind of messing with them. Turns out they're from Texas and you know, we're just having a good time, just busting balls. But this guy was on a little more than alcohol. So we kind of started toning it down a little bit. And you know, he was up there, I think on the river, they bring in windmills and stuff. So they bring up the river and they're on that job. Well, he gets so pissed off, he decides he's going to bust out a gun.
Yeah, it is. I'm like, he is a Texan. So
I'm like, that's exactly what I said. I said, all right. Didn't even need something of the smart ass. Like, I don't need to see a license. Clearly, you're from Texas. You always got this gun. And he's like, I will fucking shoot every one of you. So we're sitting there and just me, I'm like, okay, we got to change this conversation. We're not fighting. So I'm just, you know, started kind of doing some humor. We're like, listen, you know, and finally he's like, oh, sorry. I'm sorry about that. Just don't call the cops. Like, I can't go back to jail. I'm like, dude, we're not going to call the cops. We're no bitches or whatever. I was like, let's just do one more shot and then we're going to shut this place down. I go, let's go to this other bar. It's even sketchier. He's like, yeah, let's go there. I said, I'll get your first one when I get there. He's like, awesome. We rip a shot. He gets out the door. We see him get in the truck. Lock, 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 lock. Choo, choo, gone. Like, I'm not meeting up with this motherfucker.
Yeah.
And I say, a couple other buddies.
IHOP.
Oh, we don't even have those.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
We don't have IHOP.
What's the late night food spot in your area?
When I was growing up, there was a place called Donut King. And it was in a plaza near like a grocery store and stuff. And it was kind of like it was a little bit of a diner.
Okay.
It changed ownerships twice and it shut down. It's no more. And then the other one is called Phillips Diner, which has been around for a long time. Potentially maybe made an appearance on that same documentary.
Nice.
And it's good, but I think that they stopped doing super late because it was just nothing but trouble. You know what I mean? Drunk kids, late night fights. People coming in, like, they were making good money.
It's a necessity for a town, you know? Yeah.
I mean, I have to be honest, I haven't been out at that 2, 3, 4 in the morning anymore at the bar scene. But last I knew, and maybe it was because of the pandemic, I thought they turned them down. You know what I mean? Mm. Like, they stopped the hours at a certain time. But those were the only two spots. And then there's a McDonald's, I think, 24/7 drive-thru.
McDonald's will work. Yeah, McDonald's will work in a pinch.
Yeah, but they the McDewey thing's real. I don't know if you've ever seen somebody get a DWI in the drive-thru, but they have some kind of policy or some shit. Maybe it's just here, maybe it's all McDonald's, but I've seen several people drunk going through the drive-thru to get food before they go home, and they don't even leave the drive-thru, and the cops are there. The McDonald's employees turn them in.
I've never seen that. That's
so it must be around here,
dude. That's some. They should hang people that do that. Mm-hmm. That's non-patriotic, dude.
One time I've seen someone get pulled over at Chick-fil-A, but I mean, that was like last month. But I mean, I think he ran the stoplight. So I mean, the cop was like, what the fuck are you doing? He pulled in the fucking drive-through lane. I was like, I was inside. I'm like, what the fuck is this guy doing? Like, the cop was like, he got out of the car and yelled at him to go park over there. And like, the Chick-fil-A employees are all like, what the fuck do we do? Like, you're just watching. I'm like, I want my food, please. Like,
yeah. Keep making the food. You 10 minutes or less.
I have been woken up in the drive-thru at Jack in the Box by the guy behind me. Like, I hear knock, knock, knock. I go, he's like, hey, dude, you got to go forward. Oh, shit. All right, my bad. You know?
Work's been long.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the best part where we are is typical small town. Bowling Alley is one of the better places to drink. Great owners, great staff. Right across from the Bowling Alley is the McDonald's. So a lot of times you'd see people, they'd either walk over to be sneaker, or they'd just drive from the Bowling Alley, go to McDonald's. But the worst part is right across from that McDonald's next to the Bowling Alley is a liquor store. And every once in a while, somebody gets a little too drunk and doesn't make the turn left or right and goes into liquor store. It's not a big place.
I mean, up there, are they called package stores?
Sounds like a male strip club name.
Well, yeah, it does. It apparently it's a northeastern thing. We have one right like down the road from me. It's called a package store, but it's just a liquor store. So I looked it up. I was like, why is it called a package store? And it's a northeastern thing. So that's what I was wondering if that's
maybe it's more, which is weird. There's not much more north besides Canada, but there is more east. I've never heard of it.
Same here. I know, Virginia, each state has their own, like, regulations for alcohol. Like, Virginia has the ABC. I know North Carolina has ABC. For West Virginia, I still have 11 down the road has fucking liquor. They have their own, like, special section for liquor.
That's awesome.
They don't use fuck.
Cool. Yeah, it's interesting because when I just typed in the Google's package store, and the liquor stores came up. And the UPS store.
Damn.
Which is, apparently it says, why is it called the package store? And it says, after Prohibition, the concept of selling liquor in the original package was put into law to prevent retailers from getting full spirits and then repackaging or watering them down. So it'd be a package store, like, hey, took it out of the package, redid it. So instead of going to the liquor store, hey, we're going to go to the package store. Kind of like owning a bar called Church.
Huh.
Or gym.
Dude, there's a burger place that is called Burgers Near Me. not far from my house. And I was like, that's the best for Googling ever.
It's okay.
You know, it's like, it is so, that's a great smart. Fucking idea. You mentioned, I want to backtrack a second. You mentioned Bowling Alley earlier.
Yes.
Those used to be kind of hot, but you know what was really hot? And I have not seen one in fucking forever. A skating rink.
They're still around me. They're still in Winchester.
Really?
Yeah. It's a big deal.
They used to pop off when I was a kid. Right? I haven't seen one in forever.
I'm typing in skating rink near me. There's going to be a lot of ice skating rinks near me because
I didn't think about that.
And hockey and stuff like that. But I guess I could put in roller. I know for a fact that I haven't seen one anywhere near me potentially since I lived in the Syracuse area, which was a long time ago.
Wow.
Damn.
Four Wheelies Ottawa has a roller skating, which is about 45 minutes from me.
How would often do you cross one. Over to do shit?
We're talking the border, not like dressing, right?
Both.
Okay. Dressing, not really anymore. I'm married now and happy.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Every weekend.
depends on how many. I quit drinking for that reason. No.
Boring.
I used to.
You know how hard
go...
it is to get in heels of gout?
Why do you think I quit? Stupid gout. Every time I eat a tuna fish sandwich, I'm like, is this going to hit me later? I used to go over to Canada all the time, and this would be an awesome opportunity because we do have a potential surprise guest. I said, drop in whatever. He's from Canada and Halifax. I don't know if you've ever heard of Halifax, but
yep,
pretty cool. Probably some
heard
references
of it. I barely know the geography above, like all the cities above New York City. I'm just like, that's way up there, huh? Okay. You know, just
like mine, 8.5 hours north of the city.
Yeah. Like I thought, isn't Philly above New York City on the map?
Probably. Or
like
not
Washington.
Close.
Like for some reason, I always thought New York City, like way up there. Now there's a bunch of shit. The whole map is fucked in that area. where all the original colonies were. Dude, it's all fucked. They just threw ink at the map and just said, that's a spot.
That'll work. Yeah. That'll work. But yeah, Canada geography, it's not too bad. There's like what, 7 provinces, maybe 6 or 7 provinces, and they're just huge. Like they did it right. Like here's one province, and then it's just not instead of all these little states. It's like, wow, we could have made US way easier. We could have just went east, Midwest, West. Boom.
Yeah, I mean, but Texas needs to be its own thing. Let's get that out there.
And
throw that out
there.
You know,
that was just a joke. Most of Canada isn't awesome, but. It was
most
awesome.
Of Canada is, by the way, turns out Eskimo you're not allowed to say anymore. Just throwing that out
there.
Yeah,
they got rid of that one.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're not allowed to say Eskimo anymore. And you also can't say sitting Indian style.
Oh.
It's crisscross applesauce now.
Interesting. So, I mean, I feel like you alleviated one community, but you went right into a different community that's probably going to get pissed with that.
No. Wait, which one? Which one?
One of the letters I'm sure is going to be pissed about crisscross applesauce.
What,
if you say it with
kids
a list,
from the
like,
90s
say it
wore
like
their
Mike
pants
Tyson.
Backwards, crisscross applesauce.
rest in peace to Chris or Cross. One of them's gone.
Yeah.
That was the first concert. That was the first concert I ever went to in my entire life. Was a crisscross concert.
That's the first time I ever got in trouble at school because me and a buddy went to the bathroom and turned our clothes backwards and came back out.
I wore them backwards. Yeah. I mean, we were so poor. If you wore sweatpants backwards, it didn't really matter.
Oh, nice.
You couldn't really. I mean, I was like, I'm like crisscross, and the tags in the front, and nobody ever. They looked the same, except for people would come up with the drawstring and then just grab them from behind.
Can I tell you that I at 38 years old, I finally hit my sweatpants phase in life.
Oh, I'm in it big time right now.
Do you know how comfortable joggers are?
It sucks because I make fun of the kids because a lot of the kids these days, they're wearing sweatpants to school. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, look at these lazy bastards wearing sweatpants. And I get home and I'm like, I'm putting them goddamn sweatpants. Like this one right here. I'm into crew necks. I've never been a crew neck guy.
Yeah.
Sometimes with the hoodie and the big beard, it's kind of a pain in the ass.
Right.
So I'm just like in the strings and you can't see logos. So Walfart the other day had a deal, $5 crew necks. So I got a bunch of them. And then they had $5 sweatpants. And I'm like, son of a bitch, I got a whole new wardrobe. And I got the stuff that I can put stuff on shirts. I'm like, I should just start putting some stuff on these crew necks and be cool. Like, and this is comfy as hell. I'm a crew neck guy.
Crew neck fella. There we go.
Is everybody here wearing sweatpants?
Huh? What's that?
Is everybody currently wearing sweatpants right now?
No, I'm currently just wearing underwear.
I was going to go work out. Then I saw the message from Matt. I'm like, I love Matt. I'm gonna jump on.
Yeah, I got these. They're joggers, and they're normally like $25. They were $7, and I'm like, oh, these are friggin' comfy,
dude. Yeah. Have you gone commando in them yet? Fleece.
Oh yeah.
It's the greatest thing ever.
Yep. Mostly because I'm too lazy to wash underwear a lot, so I'm just like, eh,
shout out MeUndies and all the other brands that might want to sponsor this show.
Yeah, I mean, we have no underwear, and we would hate to go to a Walfart and buy them, so hook us up. I mean, you said, wouldn't it be cool if we worked with some company the other day? I slid into those DMs, haven't heard anything back. Yeah, all Warrior and something, wasn't it?
Yeah, they had a cool-ass name. Shout out to those cool guys. I would ditch MeUndies today.
I'm rocking, I don't think today, but most of the time I have some underwear from All Citizens. Mm-hmm. All right. And yes, I have an affiliate code, but I'm not making any money in it. And let's be honest, if you spend, you know what, $12 on a pair of underwear and give me 10%, I'm not going to put a kid through college at any time. But I'm going to tell you what, they are some of, if not the the comfiest boxers I've ever worn. They're kind of like that spandex compression one.
Yeah.
But the flap's a little bit weird. Instead of like, you know, how they kind of part like the seas, like Moses or whatever.
Yeah.
These ones, they go up.
Like so it's alien like, mouth, and your dick is the alien baby head.
Yeah, it goes out, and then if there was more floppage available, it would flop out. Yeah. But I'm like, it's kind of hard. Like you're in the bathroom, you know what I mean? Like I'm gonna just put the zipper down, go. I don't do the whole belt and buckle and stuff. I'm having to do the belt and buckle thing because it's so hard. You're almost having to two hand, not because it's big, but to get in there, get the flap, but it's super protection, and it makes it look a little bigger.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, that was about to say. Have y'all tried the underwear that separate the balls and the cock?
No,
I have.
I've seen that because, like, I have all that Duluth kind of like spandex one.
Yeah,
they have that option for. I think it's the what's it called? I think it's the kangaroo. It's like a kangaroo pouch, but it's like a weird play on words. But I've seen them. Like, I don't know, this doesn't look right. So,
well, dude, I was at a festival, and Sheath underwear was there, and they were like throwing underwear out like to the crowd and shit. So I got a pair. And
nice thong for you,
huh?
Yeah, nice thong for you.
Oh, I wish. I'm wearing a thong. That doesn't feel bad. Doesn't feel bad. It's just you feel like you're just gonna have poop all over it. I don't know how girls just don't have shitty thongs.
Maybe they do.
I've never seen one. I promise you, I would throw up on her pussy if I went down there and there was fucking shit on her thong.
You're not a poop guy.
No, don't deal with it. But I wish it's one of those things where, like, if I had a nice package, this would be awesome. Because, like, if you fluff yourself up a little bit, you can get your cock into the fuck. Well, me anyways, I could put my little pud in the little cock holster, and then I can, you know, saddle up my balls. My balls are decent. But if my balls ever tighten up a little bit and my dick goes to how it is, it's just fucking, it's just these empty pouches in my underwear. So now it looks like I got a bunch of slack in my crotch. Slack cock.
Slack cock. Hashtag.
That's the hashtag. Slack cock.
Yeah, it's not great. I'm sure it looks awesome on, you know, some fellas, but not your boy.
Not your boy. It's not ours. It is funny looking at that Instagram. And when I sent them a message, I was like, hey, you know, obviously the Beard Laws, you know, we have a couple of shows, all dudes. Our audience would be great. Let's maybe work some together. And I said, to be honest with you, you need some real models on your page. I said, not all of us have six packs and can walk around looking like that. I said, you want the Body Wrong crew to do some pictures? I said, hook us up with at least a, you know, so we can become like, that's the thing with boxers. I feel like you have to at least hook somebody up with a week supply.
Yeah.
Maybe 2 weeks, depending on how much. At least a week. Seven. They should sell them in seven packs. So do the dude math. I'm not doing laundry every goddamn day. To be honest, I haven't done laundry since probably 2016.
Since NOM. Yeah.
thankfully, you know, this is the one beautiful part. This isn't me being sexist. I have a house full of women, and they love washing their clothes all the goddamn time. So I'm like, hey, you're doing the wash? Throw this in for me.
Yeah, it's cool. Bred into them, dude.
It's
nature, dude.
My wife hates doing laundry. So I do mine. I do the kids. Like once her shit builds up, I'm looking at it, I'm like, what fucking clean clothes do you have? So I'll like sort it for her and I'll fucking do it. But I'm like, you put it away.
See, yeah. I'm my wife does all the laundry except mine, but that's my choice. I'm very anal about what goes in the dryer and what doesn't.
Fair.
So, I mean, I hang every single one of my shirts to dry.
No shit.
As a big guy, the last thing you want is any amount of shrinkage on that shirt, you know? Everything already fits like I'm a sausage. Don't need it.
I had a little, maybe this is a life hack for the fellas, the husbands out there, but you know, she was always like, the one thing I just don't love when I'm folding, I have to go out and like to the living room or something like that. And then to get all cat hair. So I bought her a table to put next to our washer dryer, maiden room and stuff like that. So now she has a folding table and it is just like, there's never any complaint. It's just there from there, folds it all up. Boop, boop. Things are getting put away. The kids are going over there. And then I bought one of those folding things for the t-shirts, you know, when I was making a bunch of shirts. So it just and the kids think it's awesome to use, so they're out there having fun playing a game folding shirts, and I'm like, no wonder why China has all those shops. Kids
you
love
really
this
Huckleberry
shit.
Fandom, dude.
Right. And I was like, I was kind of thinking about my dad, you know, work smarter, not harder. And I'm just sitting there. I'm like, you'd be proud, Dad. And he's not dead. He's next door. But I just haven't told him the story.
Yeah. I'll tell him eventually on his deathbed.
He's actually texting me throughout the show. My neighbor has his daughter went to cosmetology school, going through college and stuff, and just started cutting hair, like has her license and stuff like that. So they actually took one of those Amish built sheds and are turning it into like a little salon, whatever. Yeah. And it's so North Country or hickish that half of it is for lawnmower storage and half of it is for her cutting hair, doing nails, whatever else she's going to do in there. And she called it Farm Fresh Cuts. So Dad goes, I just got a haircut over there. That place is awesome. I'm like, cool.
Yeah, I don't know if I would go for a few months.
Oh, I'm not going to go get it. I'm just starting to get hair here. And I was like, you know, if you ever have people come over for beards and stuff, like she does the trims, I was like, I'm going to go over and I'm going to donate her some product just so she has some stuff as she does some beard cuts. I'm like, pick my brain. I know some things or two.
Is your hair and is the head and the face the only hair that never stops growing?
I believe all hair.
But how come your arms don't grow the length of your beard?
Well, you lose the arm hair as well. But I think, you know, I've never looked into the arm hair. I know chest hair because that never stops. Pubes, they never stop. They keep going.
They never stop.
They'll never
stop. Mine just kind of maintain. I got a nice little crop right there.
Are they curling?
Nah, I got wispy. No? Wispy.
I didn't know because a lot of times, like people with beards specifically too, they're like, hey, you know, I hit terminal length or whatever. And it's like, well, you have genetics. Some of your hair is only going to grow so long. It's never going to stop growing. But it's never going to, you know what I mean, be a strong, you know, say 3 foot. Your genetics might be, you know, you're going to continually grow 6 inches, 4 inches or whatever, but it never stops. And a lot of it, too, when people measure, it starts to curl under. So you have to, like, continually train. But hair can be trained, which is a weird thing to think. Like, you
not
can train
cowlicks.
It to go the way. Not cowlicks.
I got this little fucking bastard right here in the front of my head. And I was talking to my hair lady the other day. I was like, how can I fix this? Because I want to start doing a little slick back situation. Yeah, she's like, yeah, you're going to have to grow it really long.
Mm-hmm.
And then it'll work. I was like, so how long is it going to look all fucked up? She's like, oh, a while. I was like, yeah, never mind. Cut it short. Let's go. Yeah.
Yep. Well, for the longest time, I was getting sick of this. So I rocked the mohawk for right before the pandemic and stuff like that. And then it was the balding got real, real bad. So there was like only a little bit of a stretch until it got bald on the top. And I'm like, this is
a balding mohawk is wild. That's a wild choice.
Yeah. So finally, and the worst part was I didn't really know how bald I was getting because you don't see the top of your head. You know what I mean? It's not like I'm taking pictures up here, or, you know what I mean, above my head. So finally, I was sitting there and one of the kids said something like, why are you going so bald? And I'm like, what are you talking? And then everybody was kind of like, I think they had like this unspoken rule of like, don't tell him he's going bald.
Oh,
I'm like,
no.
What are you talking about? So they took a picture and showed me. I'm like, how long has this been going on? They're like,
oh, no.
Years. You didn't know? I was like, how the hell am I supposed to know I'm going bald?
They're like, I just imagine you doing the Macaulay Culkin. Ah!
my best friend told me, and I was like, it was back here. He goes, damn, good. Like, you're going to shave your head off? Like, shave your hair pretty soon? I'm like, what are you talking about? He was like, fucking bald back there, man. I'm like, I looked in the mirror, I took a picture, I'm just like, fuck, son, shit, the next day gone.
Yep. Dude, I used to work with a guy who was just holding on dear life. He basically had the Tony haircut. except a soul patch right here in the front, dude. It was probably about that big around of hair right here, just super thin. And I was like, bro, you're just, ugh, fuck, dude, just do something. You had, he has like a, not, I have an alien head. If I have to shave my head, y'all are going to think I'm dying. It's like, it's all lumpy and fucking, yeah, it's fucking weird. I used to shave my head as a kid, but this dude's hair is just, he's holding on for dear life to whatever he has left up there.
I rocked the bald look for a while, and honestly, I didn't hate it. Bald and bearded looks pretty good. And then
it seems easy.
It is. It's super easy. The technology now, like, I was sent, thankfully, for whatever reason, people are like, hey, heard you're shaving. As soon as I shaved my head once, I had like three or four companies. We'll send you a product. You want to do a video? And this one company, they had it down. Like, you had to do this and this and this and this for the product. And I was like, nah, I'm good. They're like, what? I was like, that's way too much work for, would you, like, you bought this for probably $20. You're selling it for $100. Like, nah, I'm good. And they're like, well, will you just do one video? Like, it was easy how they went from this and this contract. Yeah. I was like, I'll do one. Well, can we have rights to it? I was like, nope. I said, I'll put it on my platform. I said, so you want to send me a $20 product so you can use it nonstop and make a bunch of money in ads and stuff? I was like, no. And they're like, I was like, I'll tell you what, $500 in product, and then you can use it however you want. And they're like, $300. And they kept going back and forth. And finally, I was like, I'm good. I didn't even take the product. I was like, we're good here.
How many times have you taken the product and never got around to posting?
Never.
Oh, okay. You're a better man than I. You're a better man than I.
I have three or four products right now of stuff that I have that I've done videos, but I've never opened or used.
Nice.
And I just found one. I'm not going to say the brand because I don't want them to get pissed. Really awesome brand. It's for a shaver. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you want to keep your beard this and that.
Yeah.
Very nice one. And there was a special edition one. It was like $200. And another one, and they sent them. I don't need a beard trimmer.
Right.
And I just found it in the studio when I was looking for something. And I was like, God damn, brand new in the package. I'm like, I should give it away or give it to somebody. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
shoot it my way. Nice. I need one.
I will hook you up.
Dude, this Chinese company kept sending me these meat thermometers. And they would just hit the DM like, hey, we'll send you one if you just want to do a post. But all right. I used to be like big in the barbecue Instagram world and all that shit. So
is that how you met Tony? Was through that side?
Well, sort of, kind of. I met his buddy at a influencer meetup thing.
Oh.
They were doing a big barbecue thing. I was already out of the game at that point, but I went because all my buddies were there. And that's how I met his friend. And he's like, I got a guy you should meet. You're fucking crazy. I was like, all right. And that's how I met Tony. So
nice. Goot, did you have to go? Was it 11 o'clock?
No, 12. I'm fine.
Oh, okay. Cool. Sorry.
We're good. Right.
Cool. Just wanted to make sure you had time for that. Guys. Hell yeah. No, I appreciate it, man. Do you miss the barbecue game at all, Burley?
I still barbecue every weekend, dude.
But like, just doing the content and stuff, did it get old?
No, I don't. I got tired of eating cold food, dude. All the pictures and the videos and all that shit, by the time you get to eat, your food's cold.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Well, it sucked dick.
Yep.
And then with the content. See, I started whenever it was just pictures, right? You could crush life with just pictures. And then it turned into the Reels game, and I was like, this is too much goddamn work. I was done at that point.
And it's funny because TikTok is actually pushing people that are using photos now for some reason. I think they're trying some shit out. When you start a new account, they give you all these pointers and stuff. So starting a new account that we just started for potentially a side project, me and Burley are doing. Anyway, potential. they ended up recommending photos get more views. So I posted one just for fun. It was just a green screen of a meme that you sent over.
Yeah.
And I just did the thing and it got like 700 views on a brand new account with like nothing. They're pushing for whatever reason, photo meme style stuff. And I think they realize that it's big everywhere else. So they want to kind of jump into that game. So if it's something that, you know, potentially you want to use for your brand, that's something I guess they're pushing.
I might have to look into that. I mean, fucking, I'm sure it's been talked about ad nauseum, but do you think they're going to go through with are they grasping at straws here? You think they're going to go through with the whole ban situation?
So I don't follow a lot of that stuff. And I'm like, when people say like, I don't like politics, I don't really like, I don't know shit. I couldn't go through a history class in probably fifth grade right now and tell you anything about the judicial system. Can barely say it or spell it. Not that guy for whatever reason, but you want me to tell me about the lines on the college basketball tournament? I got you. You know, our brains work in different ways and we need other people like that. But so Toby, super into that stuff, very knowledgeable about that stuff. And even if he isn't, he sells that he is, but I definitely believe him. So he broke it down on Triple T last week in a very, you know, quick version. More or less, it got passed through the House, I believe.
Mm-hmm. House.
They were representing. And then it has to get approved by the next one, the Supreme Court. Is that right? Senate. Does that come next?
No, Senate. Is, yeah.
I'm going to plug the science. So if it gets approved by that, then it goes to the president's desk.
Yep.
And then when he would sign off on it, then it's official. But
and
there's
then
all
they've
sorts
got like 8 months or some shit after that. And
the whole process from that and this and that, they said it's probably 7 to 8 months in all reality where it could and potentially go. So you're probably looking around, what, October, December, that it might.
That's long enough for a business to figure out a loophole. You know, yeah, mm-hmm. We're not part of that company anymore. We started a new company, probably loosely
somebody sent
linked.
Me a video, yeah, the so. Dude from Shark Tank, one of the older guys, bald guy. He looks like a Kevin. I'm not really sure his real name.
Yeah,
I'm not
I know,
a Shark
I know
Tank.
You're talking about, yeah.
So he was on there, and apparently he has said, which I don't know if it's just him being him, and then he started kind of going off. Like, you know when Tony was going off about the big words the other day? Like, I yeah. zoned right out, and I kept scrolling. But the point was, like, he and his partners, obviously, he's got some very, very good partners, are going to make a run to buy it, move the servers over, get what they want. But they want to keep 20% of the company as is with those people because, obviously, they built the company. Yeah. You know what I mean? And they know this. And he had this whole game plan, apparently, of how it can keep going and it can be American-based and all this stuff and still, you know, in how the data flow would stop and the main concern and I don't know shit about it, but he sold it to me. I was like, go buy this shit. I don't. But if it goes away, it's just one less place I got to post like 7,000
exactly.
clips. I'm not mad about it.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. They want everything from China over here. So if they can make that work, it'll be gone for like maybe a few months, but I'll come back.
Yeah, it's like Family Guy's first season.
Damn mm-hmm. right.
fuck it. Yeah, see, it all ties back to TV, guys. That's
it does. That's how we were raised. raised by a TV.
Yeah, dude. What was the last time y'all watched Cable Guy?
Cable Guy. Oof.
It's been a while.
It's been a long
re-watch
time.
I've only seen it once.
You're only a one watch guy. Okay, rewatch it, dude. There's a lot of shit I didn't catch whenever it first came out because I was younger. There's some great references in that movie, dude.
So many references and one-liners. Holy yeah. shit.
And a young Jack Black.
Mm-hmm. I mean, talk about acting, though. Like, you either love or hate Jim Carrey, most people. And yeah, has he done some shit that's... For him to play that role as whatever, like
the
who was
creepy,
talking, there was a
yeah.
podcast I was talking about and they were going off about like the greatest acting jobs by people like pretending to be special needs and how good some of these people were and how terrible. Apparently, Roseanne had a show that was special needs. Was it your
what?
Show? Really?
No,
was it your show? Somebody had a show and yeah, she had one and it was something about a bus. She was like on a bus and she was pretending to be special needs. And it was like you got uncomfortable watching it. It was so bad.
Oh, this
you're going to probably try to look that up, right?
Yes.
But they talked about that and they were going off about how what's his face? Johnny. No, was it Johnny Depp? I think was in one at some point. And obviously
Johnny Depp and Leonardo DiCaprio was Gilbert Grape.
Gilbert Grape. Mm-hmm. They that's who they reference as one of the best. you know, kind of duos and some of the best ones that actually sold the part. And then they were going off about, man, I wish I could find the podcast and come. But there was one actor who got a bunch of awards for it, and they were like, this was terrible. Like, he didn't really sell it. Like, and they said a lot of it was in the eyes and the presentation. Like, you can't have nice, slick back hair and your eyes looking good. You kind of have to really settle into the part. You know what I mean? But, yeah, she was.
I can't find it.
Let's see. Roseanne.
I'm going to have to look in. I typed in Roseanne mentally disabled movie, but it's basically just talking about whenever she had her mental break. So met her, by the way,
really
in October. She was at that comedy festival
riding the bus with my sister, I think, or riding the bus. It might even be riding the bus with the sister. I think it was a TV show.
Okay.
Might not have been a movie.
I mean, I would watch that.
Maybe I'm gonna let's see if we can find a clip.
Who's another one? So we got Rain Man, right?
Rain Man.
He won a bunch of awards.
Ben Stiller, Tropic Thunder.
Yeah, dude. I love you.
And I know Jim Carrey's not like overly special needs, but there's something going on with him in The Cable Guy. And he played that part pretty goddamn well.
Underrated Jim Carrey movie. Caught a lot of hell, but I really enjoyed it. The Number 23.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that was a good flick. Eternal Sunshine, amazing movie.
Mm-hmm.
I've watched that movie a bunch of times, dude. It's great. Watch it on mushrooms, by the way. It's great.
I found it. All right, here we go. Here's Riding the Bus with My Sister. And we do not have rights to this video, so shout out to whatever channel this is on the YouTube. It is Brian Manning. I'm sure you don't have rights to this either.
Is that Rosie O'Donnell?
What did I say?
You said Roseanne.
Oh, my fault. Like Rosie O'Donnell.
Dick holes in her underwear.
It's two obese white women. It's fine.
Yes, my fault. So they both Rosie
got tortas in their pants.
Rosie O'Donnell playing underwear. A special needs person. This is interesting.
With me, every day you are first person on my bus.
Yeah.
She'd kill somebody to get on first.
I wouldn't kill.
She's got no place to go, just rides around all day.
So it's a free country. I'm a person. I buy my bus for $40 and I'm first always, so that's why I'm first.
How bad is that?
It's it's what they said in Tropic Thunder. She went full on, dude. Like,
You don't go full retarded.
Yeah, you don't go full retard, bro. It's fucking. That's rough. Yeah, that's rough.
Yeah.
I would, if we ever wanted to just goof off one day, do a Mystery Science Theater 3000, I would sit down and watch that entire movie with you guys. We just rip it to shreds.
Burley's like, Goot's like, I'm in. I'm telling you, one of these days we're going to either have a segment or need a segment, and we're going to have, the Goot movie reviews, and obviously you're a movie person. There's enough in there. I'm not. I'll just help produce things. So
let's fucking love to movies,
Late
dude.
Night with the Devil. I'm seeing that movie Monday.
Ooh,
what's that? I ain't heard of that one.
Me neither.
Check it out. It's a movie coming out. It's like an indie. It's like an indie kind of film, but it's a late night show, and they do an exorcism live.
Oh, I did see a clip on hell. That.
But the trailer is so well done because it doesn't show a lot of the movie. It just shows the part that sucks you in. They do a really good job with that. So,
I know it was in the 70s, right?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Who's that actor? I know that actor.
God, I can't. I know his name, but I can't say his name.
David Dashmalashin?
Yeah.
Or how, that's not how you say it. I'm not great with saying names.
No, it makes sense. I believe it. Wait, is this an A24 movie?
Yes. It says Shudder A24. I forget who produced it.
A24 has such a recipe to their movies.
More of an artsy film, but they're known for their horror stuff.
Did you see that fucking weird Lamb movie?
Oh, I did. God damn, that was fucking... pissed me off.
All right, I got a movie homework for you. I don't know if you've seen it, Goop, but Matt, you gotta watch. This is one of the wildest movies ever. Do you like Colin Farrell?
Yeah.
Have you seen Killing of the Sacred Deer?
Nope.
Oh, guys. Don't even watch the trailer because it's nothing to do with the movie. It's so misleading.
Did you say Will Ferrell?
Or Colin Farrell.
Oh, is that his cousin?
Yeah, but he's from Ireland. They were removed from, swapped at birth.
Okay, Colin Farrell. Mystery? Interesting. Nicole Kidman.
It's a fucked up movie.
I will watch
Alicia
that.
Silverstone. Got a decent cast. All right, fucked up. I got it on the tab. I will.
It's worth
watching. I'm not
going to
promise anything.
I'll watch
March Madness. Baseball season starting.
Watching, fucking comment down below. Yeah.
If you've seen it. Know what else is fucked up? This just triggered my brain, which maybe you guys already knew this, and this probably is going to lead a whole different conversation. Two Girls, One Cup.
Yep.
Apparently was fake.
Don't tell me that, dude. Don't tell me that.
Well, apparently it's...
Ruining my childhood.
It ruined my childhood, and I'm not out here trying to ruin everybody else's, but apparently it was... I want to say it was Two Bears, One Cave. I think those guys brought it up, or... No, Tom Segura and his wife. Your mom's house. They brought it up with whatever guests they were, and... Because have you guys seen the video that they got for Rogan? He just got the deal, so they had this guy make a video for him.
No, I haven't seen that.
Obviously, it's blurred out, but they pay this guy to come in, and he's like, "Hey, Joe, congratulations on your new deal. I've liked you ever since you were on, you know, whatever radio and this and that." And he's just like flopping his dick around, and it's, you just hear, right?
Oh, no.
And then all of it, and it gets worse. And then all of a sudden. He's just sitting there, and he grabs a slice of bread. And they're like, what's he doing with the bread? Oh, my God, is he going to wipe his ass with that bread? Oh, I can't watch that. He takes a shit on a piece of bread. And Bert's watching it going, I can't watch it.
Yeah.
So he turns away, right? Then he eats the shit in the bread. That's what this guy does. They hired him on like Cameo or something like that. And they did it for Rogan. Guess how much they had to pay this guy? To not only do the dick thing, but to shit on a piece of bread and eat it.
$500.
Take a guess, Burley. This is going to blow your mind.
What'd you say, Goot?
$500.
It's got to be more than that, right? I'd say $1,000.
$85.
Jesus Christ, dude.
$85. This guy is, and it was like, it. Obviously, I couldn't see it. There was a lot of blurring. But they were so impressed that it was like one take. There was no little cuts. It seemed like he was, because the wife was like, do you think he has to wait and be like, okay, I got to take a shit. Let's go do this video for Joe Rogan, or I got to do this video for whoever. And then, I mean, it was just dick, 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 bread, shit.
Okay. I mean, everybody has a dollar amount. How much for one of, or either one of you to eat it? Fucking log of shit, or just take a bite of shit. I'm not even saying swallow it. You have to chew shit. Life changing money.
I'm going to say this only because it's a number stuck in my head because I just found out the kids' medical braces are not covered.
Yeah.
I'd probably take a bite of shit if she could have free dental care to get through them, which it's a lot of thousands
it's
of dollars.
It's a few thousand. I'm going through the same situation.
Bite of my own shit. But I would have to do the research to see how much is going to cost me and my medical care.
Well, you don't have to eat it. I mean, you just a little Listerine,
chew it and
you're good
spit
to go.
It out?
Yeah, chew it up. Let's say 20 seconds of chewing.
I'm going to throw up. I'm not going to last 20 seconds of chewing. I'm going to throw up.
For life-changing money, I would do it, but it's going to be fucking horrible. But
I'm thinking about throwing up. There's no way you could do that, Burley.
20 seconds? I can mind over matter 20 seconds, I'm sure.
You think so? You can't change a baby's diaper.
I don't buy it.
Oh, I'm not telling you that I'm not gagging, but... You know, life-changing money, yeah, I'm going mind over matter on that. I would crush Fear Factor just because I would mind over matter. I would not be entertaining at all because I wouldn't be talking. I would be in the goddamn zone. Just like, yeah, that would be me, dude. That's the whole time. I would look like a goddamn sight. I would look like Rosie O'Donnell just ready to go.
I'm first.
Yeah. Yeah, me just, yeah, we gotta eat cockroaches. All right, first. Like, I don't want to get psyched out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, but they went from talking about that to how Two Girls, One Cup was staged and it was fake.
That's a bummer.
I can believe that because when I see that, I picture like ice cream at Costco when they fucking pour their swirl shit. I'm just like,
did you guys ever see One Guy, One Jar?
That's the greatest internet video ever made on the planet.
No. That one, not staged.
That one didn't gross me out. It was more of a, what the fuck? You know, I could deal with that one a lot because Two Girls, One Cup became a challenge for me. Mm-hmm. First time I watched it, I swear to God, in 20 seconds, sorry, 10 seconds. It's a short video. I threw up, literally threw up.
That's the
first time I'd even fathomed that people eat shit.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
I mean, because when it came out for us, we were fairly. He's got Two Girls, One Cup running through.
Could do it. So, could do it, Marley. Could do it. That's trash can.
Hey, mind over matter.
Okay, so it became a challenge to where I probably had to watch that video 6 times just to say I finished the whole video. It's fucking,
at least you didn't finish to the video. That's a special kind
somebody
of
definitely did. I bet you people do. I bet you people do.
It's got to be hard to find that video now. But if you ever randomly stumble
find it
upon,
right now, I will find it right now.
No, we don't need that one. No. One Guy, One Cup is pretty. It's gross.
One Guy,
but
One Jar.
Or One Guy, One Jar. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yep. It's.
You want to explain what it is? You just want to let him be surprised.
They found it on the show. I probably could find it. I don't want to show it on this show, but
right, I get you.
I'll try to find it and send it. Or if you want to explain it to him, Burley,
I'll find it later.
So you might not want it on your search history.
Yeah, you probably don't.
So it's a guy. Well, you never see his face. You just see a pair of legs walk into frame. It's the camera is clearly sitting on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And you see a pair of feet and shins walk up to the camera. And then there's bigger than a baby food jar, but
like
not
a mini mason jar.
Not a big mason jar, right?
Yep.
And then you see him crouch down. Now you see a big old uncircumcised cock on the screen. White guy.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got good hang though, I'll give him that. And then he proceeds to sit on the jar and inserts it into himself.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets the jar about, I don't know, 3/4 of the way into his asshole. And then you hear it explodes in his asshole. He doesn't make a noise.
None.
But you see blood pouring from his ass.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's slowly, slowly pulling shards of glass from his asshole. You can't see his face. He doesn't get out of the third world squat. He's just squatted down. And just the amount of blood pouring from his anus is just, it's astounding.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a lot.
And then once he gets, I don't know, 4 or 5 pretty large pieces out of his ass, you hear, and then the video just cuts off. That's the end of the video.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking wild, bro.
Couldn't have been the first time that has happened to him.
Dude, I mean, I saw a meme the other day. It was like, coming from a paramedic, nothing accidentally goes in your ass. And it showed like a light bulb or something. But I was like, yeah, dude, how do you explain that?
No, I've always wanted a segment on a show that I've done, ER stories of just stuff like that, because I used to work at a hospital and people would tell stories of they would never tell the stories of what happened at that hospital because you know what I mean? They would never do that. Of course, there was never any names, but allegedly. And it wasn't me telling stories. I was just listening, and I wanted nothing to do with it, and I didn't want to have to go to any meetings. But they would tell stories from other hospitals of things, and it just blows your mind the amount of random, like from kids' toys to whatever, just stuck in people's asses. And women, a lot of stuff in women.
Yeah, it's I knew an x-ray tech. Mm-hmm. And she would tell me about people coming in saying they have a stomach ache and they do the x-ray and there's a cuckoo clock up their fucking asshole. Mm-hmm. You know, it's fucking crazy, you know. But I imagine if they were to tell stories of your local hospital in a small town, it would be very odd to know things about your neighbors.
Yes. Or coworkers.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, we talked about it in a story one time. I had a coworker that had to have a body part, a male body part, examined. You know what I mean? And somebody that you're technically, you're in a different department, but you're having somebody that you pass in the halls, potentially sit next to at lunch and see at Christmas parties. They had to, you know, do some scannings and this and that. And it's like, you know, but somebody said to Betsy, like, you got to go for a colonoscopy or you got to go this and you got to do this. Like, somebody has to do it. Wouldn't you feel more comfortable with it being somebody you know? I'm like, fuck no. I'd rather, exactly. I'd go to a different hospital for if I had to have a colon. Like,
yeah,
I don't want you.
Anybody I know seeing my fucking asshole.
They're like, well, we can't say anything. I'm like, I understand that, but I got to walk by lunch and be like, and I would be the guy be like, hey, how was my butthole?
You're telling me that they don't go home and talk about stuff with their old ladies? Like,
they have
definitely. I would.
When nurses get together, what do you think they're going to talk about? Soap opera. They don't. Nobody was. What do you think they're going to talk about? You know, they're going to talk about the stupid shit that happened at work, or the dumb coworkers. This and that.
Yeah, that's so funny to me. Like, you know how like hardcore you have to be like an emergency room doctor or nurse. That's why they're always like. I mean, you'll see like I'm sure somebody's talked about this before, but you'll see them like. Talking about how serious and hardcore their job is. And on Instagram, you see them right after work, just partying their ass off at a bar, dancing and shit. I'm like, that's wild. It doesn't affect them anymore. You know, I just saw three people die. Whee! Happy hour, you know?
Yeah. You get desensitized to stuff like that. I'd imagine, you know, like paramedics, you know, EMTs and everything like that. Kind of the same thing. I mean, there's going to be certain scenarios that you walk into and you hear this with cops and stuff too. It's like, yeah, let's go. And then you see that and you're like, ooh, well, that's what made me stop.
But as a gynecologist, like, you would probably not want to ever touch a pussy again. I bet there's a lot of gay gynos.
There was a couple of old school gynecologists up here, and obviously doing their IT, we had to move practices and stuff like that. So you get to know them, you get to talk with them and stuff, and they are some of the dirtiest, perverted, but still professional. And the first thing he'd come up with, and he'd always fist bump you. And the thing with us would always be, as a joke for us, would always be fist bump. Well, it's flu season. So we'd always get fit. It was never a handshake. So we'd fist bump them. And he just is like, you probably know why. Like something smart is like, you know why I don't shake hands, right? Like, oh, we get
yeah,
it.
You just fist make me. It awkward. Thanks, bud. Yeah.
And so I would always come up and go, yeah, that's what I would do. I go, elbows. And he's like, the first time he's like, what? And this was before COVID when apparently kids were doing that and they were forced to do that or some stupid shit. And I was like, oh, and he's like, what are you doing? I was like, listen, I've seen the internet and I've seen what fists can do. We're going to go elbows.
Yeah. It and usually stops around the forearm.
Yeah.
Yeah. How far is it burn?
He always had like a picture of like some supermodel on the ceilings above the tables and stuff like that. This guy was very like had great
really
bedside manner and this and that, but he'd have to deal with the Amish a lot.
Oh no.
So, I mean, he never told the stories about that, but, they obviously don't have medical care. So the biggest thing for him, his entire office would be full of Amish furniture. So a lot of the stuff that he would do for the Amish community with the birthings and stuff like that was always kind of the barter system. And he would just kind of have to, you know, from the tables, the chairs and thank yous and all sorts of pies. And it was just kind of one of those things like, you know, they had their own special room in the hospital. Like
just so candles.
No, I mean, it still had the full power, the toilets and everything, but they would put them kind of at the farthest one away from everybody just because not the cleanliness or whatever, but when the family and stuff would come in, you know what I mean? Especially if it was a summer day, they're in the bug, like they stink.
Stinky ass Amish.
You know, just like farmers have a smell. They kind of have that manure type smell everywhere. And so it's just, hey, it's like, thank you. I enjoy my cereal. I appreciate what you do.
And I've never thought about that. I've never thought about somebody has to have paid an Amish woman to like take naked photos. I bet there's so much hair everywhere. They don't shave their legs either, probably. Armpits,
nothing.
All that shit, dude. I mean, they might have ticks in their pubes.
Oh.
You know, fucking.
No, they're probably pretty good at, I would imagine, taking ticks. Their ticks are fucking. That's got to be one of the stupid. Like, why were ticks put on this friggin' earth?
They're like rabbits, bro.
They're like, I was going to say, I'll throw back to the rabbit comment. There's got to be enough of other shit for those to eat, though, right? I mean, they are fucking ruthless. I don't know. I know I could probably name 20 people that have or have had Lyme disease from them goddamn things. I had a family member that got super friggin' sick. They didn't know they had a tick in their hair.
And Jesus. It,
like, the Lyme disease and stuff started to get into the brain, and there was actually a weird swelling is why they went in and got checked. And it's like,
have y'all ever had a tick on you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I never have.
They suck. I mean,
I've had leeches on me, but not ticks. Weird.
But no, yeah, every time the kids go outside, like, they come back inside, take your clothes off, we got to check you, and it's a process.
It's like prison.
It is.
What about chiggers? Y'all ever had chiggers?
Oh, my God. If you go really deep in the woods or in the water, yeah, you got to, like, check your shoes or socks, and just, it's like set it on fire if you have it.
Dude, chiggers are the worst.
Yeah, not only that, but just having to say it is a little bit.
That's
touch and go these days.
I had to make sure I said ch-ch-ch-ch-ch.
Yeah. Yeah. I have to imagine in a lot of the places, too, where those do exist, they're pretty south. And I have to imagine that it gets mispronounced.
Well, we say it with an A, so it's a bunch of chiggas.
Yeah.
I got chiggas all in my socks.
This has nothing to do with those, but this just triggered my brain, and I want to – you guys know
Trigger, Rhett and, Trigger.
Both, neither of those. Rhett and Link from Good Mythical Morning or whatever. You've seen the series.
They've been on YouTube for a while. Yeah.
Well, they recently – and it was one of the funniest episodes. Like, me and the kids, we watch. Some of them aren't very kid-friendly, but we love watching them, where they rank like – we watched today. They rank the best peanut butter ice cream. So they took every single peanut butter ice cream. They try it. Then they go through. Then they have a top three. They try it. They rank it. Just random stuff. Well, the other day, they're at the age now – and I have to imagine they probably got paid by somebody to do it, if not, but they did buddy colonoscopies.
What?
So they went in together and they could be there for each other. And Rhett is I'm pretty sure Rhett is the taller one with the long hair and the beard. And he didn't want to be put like full under. So he was kind of there and he was saying some very interesting things while being sedated about how he recently was trying butt plugs to prepare for this. And you don't know if he's being funny or if it was real. And then he kept whatever his wife's name is, they brought the name of his wife up or whatever. And he named like seven other people with that same name, but couldn't ever. I mean, it was, if you find it, put Good Mythical Morning colonoscopies. It's friggin' hilarious.
I'm a little bummed. How old is this episode?
Fairly new, like within weeks.
Okay. That's crazy. A few months ago, I was just trying to convince a few of my friends, like, let's go get colonoscopies. It would be hilarious. Or colonics. I wanted to get colonics. And I was
colonics
like,
mouth?
No, it's a tube up your asshole.
Okay, yeah. That one. Okay, that's what they did. Yeah. Actually, one of them did the mouth and had to get the double scope. So did the mouth first, was put under lightly, and then came up. And I'm not going to play the full video, but just you'll get a little bit of the feel for it.
Don't own the rights. All that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
And this is from Good Mythical Morning. We're not going to play the whole thing, but I mean, where is he? This is where he's under.
Didn't these guys just retire or talk about retiring, or was that just a stunt?
Oh, yeah, probably. You are.
Oh, he's in your...
Hello. That's for consent, maybe.
Find the documents.
Jesse Smollett.
No, let's not talk about him.
Yeah, that would be me. Don't put me under. I say wild shit.
Dude, my buddy, his wife refuses to go because he's had to have like a colonoscopy and some other stuff. And he is one of the fun. I would love to get him on a show with us sometime. Holy shit. He's one of those guys, like, when you're growing up, you always try to kind of find your identity, find what you are. Maybe you're a jock, maybe you're a prep. He hit every one of them. And now he's kind of settled as like the biker hick. So he's got a big beard, hair. He's a lineman, just an awesome fucking dude.
He tells
a story. He's got a unique laugh. And he had to get one, and the stuff that was coming out of his mouth with his wife was so embarrassed, she actually left, had to leave the room, and the nurses and everybody were laughing. And I mean, it's shit that if you were sitting there having a beer or whatever with him, I'm not sure if he's sober or not these days, but he, you talk to him. Oh, I couldn't imagine. He was telling stories and we were laughing. I'm going to bring him on just one of these days and be like, come over. We'll have a couple beers or some NAs or coffee or something. Let's tell your colonoscopy story. Holy
be hilarious.
Shit. But yeah, that's a good one.
Whenever I got all messed up on my back and everything, they had me on all the morphine and all the drugs. And dude, I was hitting on every girl that came into that room, dude. People I knew, people I didn't know, people that I knew that I hadn't met their girlfriends yet, but I'm hitting on their girlfriend now. Mm-hmm. It was bad. Everybody kind of understood because I was clearly fucked up and slurring my shit, but I was definitely just horny. Ready to go.
I'm gonna recommend that when I have to go and get my colonoscopy and stuff, which they did push back to 50. It used to be 40 for the longest time, but since we're living longer and somewhat healthier, I guess we can do it at 50 now. I'm definitely gonna be like, hey, to my brother or somebody else, like, you're coming with me. Record some shit,
yeah, for me, please.
Because we're gonna use that. But like, I don't want the wife. I don't want a parent. I don't want any. Because I'm gonna do some embarrassing. I know.
Yeah. Yeah, or some incriminating shit. Yeah,
yeah,
that's what you don't want.
It's not going to be good, but this was good. Speaking of good, I just looked at the clock for the first time. We hit
an
hour. So awesome. I appreciate you guys. Obviously, go check out the Rage and Pillage podcast, Barrel Aged Flicks. Oh, shout out Deluxe Edition Network. Better Late Than Never podcast of the month. Bacon Is My Pod, the Beard Loss podcast. We appreciate you. Appreciate, obviously, you guys taking some time out of your busy days. And yeah, this is fun.
Anytime.
Anytime, appreciate you guys. We'll do it again soon. Be good to your wieners. Keep your sticks on the ice. We'll see you next week, fuckers.
Sticks on the ice. I like that.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.